Well, you may remember that in a previous edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk, we told you about the preparations for a Platinum Jubilee exhibition at this year's Suffolk Show. We can now catch up with Linda Leesmith, who was in charge of preparing for this, and here's Dorothy to tell us how it all went.
Back in May, I wrote about how I had been selected to lead the organisation of an exhibition to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Our theme was to be 70 years of changes affecting the lives of women in the home and home life generally. In that article, I explained that I had never done anything like that before, but had taken up the challenge in the hope that all would be well by the time the Suffolk Show and exhibition finally arrived. My aims were to prove to myself that I could pull this off, to make my Federation proud, and provide an exhibition that Her Majesty might also be pleased with, were she to see it. The exhibition is now over, and the general consensus appears to be that I achieved those aims, something that has been both a huge relief and a source of personal pride. So, what did I learn, and what happened along the way? Social history is a much more interesting subject than I had ever thought. Reading the many real-life stories received from our members about how home life was for them at various times over the seven decades proved to be especially interesting, with subjects such as nappies and rural public transport featuring in many. Interestingly, the more modern stories referred to pressures from social media and advertising as something that they would like to change. I then had to tackle decision-making, which items should be taken from the research and featured on the display boards, which were the most relevant to the theme or had the most significant effects on women's lives. How items could be arranged so that the story would be told in the right order. Should there be pictures, and if so, of what? There was much discussion about the final layout, and several versions were tried before I was able to make the final proofs for printing. Research is one thing, and having a vision of how the rest of the displays should look is fine, but translating that into sourcing the items also proved a task. Some were found by searching granny's cupboards or workboxes. Some were picked up in charity shops. Others proved more challenging. I even resorted to taking photographs of some modern products in a local supermarket in order to keep the size of the display within the limits available. There were more discussions among the team, but the final decisions were mine. My learning continued as I got to grips with leading meetings, bringing together ideas, and trying to find the most agreeable compromise. There were no major disputes, as we are a pretty well-behaved bunch, but each meeting led to another round of adjustments to be taken into account. 2 weeks before the event had me out on my drive at home, marking out in the gravel the size of our marquee and the display tables to try to make sure that there would be safe room for visitors and that the general layout was clear in my head. This was followed by a mock layout using the actual display items the team had collected. Arrangements for transporting the items to and from the site and a rota for members who had volunteered to steward were finalised. The two show days arrived. Everything was in place in time. There were plenty of visitors and soon the conversation was flowing. Show officials and local dignitaries nodded their approval and thanked us. Then came another first for me, a TV interview for BBC East. This made me nervous, but having seen the end result, all 10 seconds of it, I was relieved at how at ease I looked and that what I said made sense. So, is that it? Job done? Well, no. There are now plans for the Federation to create a more lasting record of life during the Queen's reign, using much of our research and the many stories sent in by Suffolk East members. Sounds like another job coming my way, in case I dare to get bored.
Thank you, Dorothy, and congratulations to Linda on what sounds like a very successful event.